This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
Good evening to all of you. It's 6 p.m. Here's the English news for this hour. The wall of the Saint-Jean Cemetery will be rebuilt at a cost of 7 million rupees by the Land Drainage Authority. This is the outcome of a special meeting of the Municipal Council convened yesterday. And this is according to the mayor of the city of Quatre Bornes, Duchien Taram-Lacon. Likewise, he agreed that measures would also be taken in relation to the houses affected by the floods, namely the installation and reinforcement of drains on Avenue Colville. This project follows the collapse of a section of the perimeter wall of the Saint-Jean Cemetery during a heavy rainfall last week, destroying several tombs in the process. Measures will be taken for rehabilitation as well, said the mayor of the city. In the rest of the news, civil servants and parastatal employees will get their salaries and end-of-year bonus on December 15. The necessary documents must be submitted to the Accountant General's office by December 11 at latest. Correspondence to this effect has been circulating since yesterday. It should be noted that civil servants' salaries and end-of-year bonus are usually paid on December 20 or 21st each year. This year, however, the date has been brought forward. Let's talk about road safety now. The Ministry of Transport, in collaboration with other stakeholders, are organizing a series of activities to raise public awareness about the dangers of the road. This is part of the International Day of Memory of Accident Victims. On the other hand, a mass in tribute to the victims of road accidents, presided by the Bishop of Port Louis, Monseigneur Michel Duron, will take place tomorrow in Quatre Bornes. Other similar events, such as rallies and a walk with young people, are also on the agenda. To note, this year, 116 people passed away in road accidents. International stories now. The rescue of 40 workers trapped since Sunday in a tunnel under construction in northern India could still take up to 48 hours due to the difficulty of the operation, according to rescue services. The tunnel under construction partially collapsed on Sunday, in which 40 workers were trapped. Let's have a look on the weather forecast.
Wazza FM Weather.
A light and rather moist air stream is flowing over our region. On the other hand, clouds coming from the southern sector will influence the local weather during the night and tomorrow morning as well. Mainly partly cloudy during the night and tomorrow morning, becoming cloudy at times over the southern half of the island and over the central plateau, will be the showers. These showers can be at times moderate. Mainly fair weather tomorrow afternoon and sunrise tomorrow morning at 21 past 5. Well, that's all for the news updates. Gaurish Naiko, Wazza FM.